Transferred to our school the year before and was the most popular girl around, but clearly I dethroned her now because I had way more fans and social media followers than her, and she just couldn't handle it. Others may have forgotten how ugly you really are, but I'll never forget, and I'll make sure the others don't either. I tried to ignore her and just enjoy my newfound fame, but of course, Mandy did everything to ruin it. This one time after gym class, she filled my body wash with oil. Another time, she filled my bag with live frogs that went crazy in the science lab. She was a lunatic. And then one afternoon, while walking through the mall, I saw Mandy and Isabella together. Mandy was shoving a dress into Isabella's hand and looking over her shoulder. Wait, was she trying to get Isabella to shoplift? I stormed over to them immediately. Mandy, what are you doing with my sister?
Mind your business, Anna. She's my friend and way better than you.
Izza? She can't be that good if she's trying to get you to steal clothes. You're coming with me. But Izza bit my arm hard and ran off. Stay away from my sister, Mandy. But after that, I'd see the two of them together all the time. If they wanted to run their own Anastasia hate club, then fine. I had better things to focus on. Like my very first concert that Gigi has arranged to boost album sales. On the night of the concert, my family came to support me and I was so excited. I grabbed the mic and stepped onto the stage confidently, and I was totally owning it. Everything was going great until someone from the crowd screamed and pointed at the chandelier above me, which was falling down. One of my guitar players threw himself at me and managed to get me out of the way seconds before the chandelier crashed on stage. Before I could even process what had happened, Gigi whisked me away to get me checked up at the hospital. But as I was leaving, I spotted Mandy's face in the crowd. I couldn't get rid of the thought that she had something to do with this incident. But would she go this far? She was acting like a lunatic lately, but I had no proof, and it would be useless confronting her. A few days later, I came across the opportunity of a lifetime. There was one spot open in the most prestigious music college, and they'd be visiting the school in 3 months to hold auditions. I just had to get that scholarship. You can drool on that spot all you want, but it's mine. Gosh, why was the world always putting Mandy and me against each other? She played the piano, and she was good. Like Beethoven good. I couldn't let her win this. I threw myself into practice. After rehearsals with Gigi, I'd stay back in the studio and practice for my big day. One evening, while I was walking home from practice, I was passing by the bakery when I saw Mandy stuff 2 loaves of bread under her jacket and sneak out of the bakery. Mandy was the richest girl in school. Why was she stealing food? I followed Mandy until she went into the bad part of town. The houses were small and shabby, and I watched as she entered one of them. What on earth? I needed to know what was happening, so I walked up to the door and was about to knock when I heard a familiar voice. Isabella?